This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. peace negotiations with the Taliban are off. President Donald Trump said Saturday via his Twitter account he has canceled peace talks with Afghanistan's Taliban leaders. This after the insurgent group said it was behind an attack in Kabul that killed an American soldier and 11 other people. The president said he had planned to meet with the Taliban leaders in the U.S. on Sunday. Meanwhile, officials in Afghanistan Saturday announced that security forces have recaptured a key northeastern district from the Taliban after 5 years, as heavy clashes raged in provinces elsewhere in Afghanistan. A long-awaited prisoner swap between Russia and Ukraine has taken place, the exchange raising hopes of renewed efforts to end the 5-year war in Ukraine's east between Ukrainian forces and Russian-backed separatists that has killed an estimated 13,000 people. Charles Maines has more from Moscow on who was released.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky joined families of the freed Ukrainians on the tarmac in Kiev in a tear-filled celebration. The loudest cheers were saved for Ukrainian filmmaker Oleg Sentsov, who served 5 years of a 20-year sentence stemming from his opposition to Russia's annexation of Crimea from Ukraine in 2014. I hope the other captors will be freed soon as well, said Sentsov, speaking to reporters. But even with the last prisoner freed, our fight is not over. On the Russian side, joy over the release of Kirill Vyshinsky, a journalist who was jailed while reporting for the RIA Novosti news service from Kiev. Journalists should never be jailed, he said in an interview on the Russia 24 channel. Charles Maines for VOA News, Moscow.
Attention now turns to renewed efforts to negotiate a peace deal. This is VOA News. The Canadian